This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Before we get to our top story, we want to tell you about a round of thunderstorms, hail, and gusty winds expected to come through here this afternoon, which could make for an interesting commute even before we get to the rush hour. In fact, as we go on the air, they've added a severe thunderstorm warning for the area. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson on deck for us to give us the timetable for all of this. Brian?
Yeah, Larry, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch for western parts of New Jersey. This is basically along and west of 287 in New Jersey. That's where we have the highest risk for some storms later this afternoon that could produce some hail and some strong gusty winds. There will be the potential for some flooding downpours, especially in areas that see more persistent downpours. But it's not going to impact everybody. Some places will pick up very little rain throughout the afternoon. Other areas will get hit pretty hard. Most of the rain right now focused across Long Island. We have a few spotty showers north of the city, but nothing severe at this point. But again, we'll have to watch for some downpours and some thunderstorms as we head through the afternoon. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. Stay with AccuWeather and 1010 Winds for your weather updates throughout the afternoon. Meantime, topping our news on this Tuesday, an alleged pint-sized problem arrested in Times Square. Police picked up a 12-year-old, yes, 12 years old, who allegedly attacked two patrol officers who were trying to protect two other kids from being robbed. This all happened at that pop-up boxing match in Times Square Friday night. The boy was with four others, either arrested or being sought. And get this. The NYPD says this isn't their first go-round with this kid, as well as the other alleged gang members. Juliet Papa joining us live from that news conference. Jay, no doubt at least some in the city are looking at this as an argument to keep that controversial NYPD gang database intact, you reckon?
That's right. And in fact, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch and the mayor are both adamant about saying that this gang database is one of the most effective tools to combat this type of gang crime and gang warfare, if you will. Again, one of the defendants here, 12 years old, and the chief of the gang division in the NYPD says they've identified 37 people as suspects in this gang, and they say 240 arrests are associated with the 37 people. He says that's about six arrests apiece. So that's why they're determined to hold on to that gang base, even though the city council has indicated that they think it's, you know, illegal and a violation of civil rights. But the mayor said we are not going to have this gang run rampant through the city. And in fact, a fifth suspect was arrested earlier today, and they are looking for several more. Larry?
Juliet Papa, thank you for that. We know you'll be following this for us and keep us posted on that. By the way, police say this 12-year-old is the same boy who was arrested at age 11, in connection with a string of robberies in Central Park. Remember all those phone robberies we had last year? Oh, yeah. We'll be hearing more and more about this. Well, kids, you can hang it up. It's a done deal. Cell phones will be banned at New York City schools throughout the state, actually, from bell to bell starting next school year. It's included in Governor Hochul's 2026 budget. The governor says distraction-free learning is key and her budget provides $13.5 million to schools to implement the thing. She gave props this morning to everybody who helped her get it over the finish line.
New York is now the largest state in the nation with a K through 12 bell to bell cell phone ban because of all of you.
The schools will develop their own plans for storing smartphones by giving teachers and administrators the flexibility to do whatever's best for their schools. The money will help pay for those storage solutions there, the $13.5 million I mentioned. By the way, bell to bell means just that, the starting bell and the ending bell. Everything in between, including the hallway, lunch, study hall, all off limits. If a kid has an emergency, I guess you can go to the front office and make a special request to use the phone, but that's what the schools will have to decide. A Suffolk SPCA briefing this morning to talk about a recent animal rescue where they say over 60 live cats and 28 dead ones were found inside a lady's house the other day.
You could never tell from the outside of this stately brick house what Suffolk County SPCA Chief Roy Gross said was going on inside. 100 cats, dozens dead and found in freezers, others very, very sick.
Officers were overwhelmed by a strong ammonia odor and observed unstable floors.
The SPCA is looking for volunteer veterinary personnel to help care for the cats and for donations.
With veterinary medication cost alone $10,000.
The 75-year-old owner of the home has not been charged. The case is still being investigated. The cats will be put up for adoption in the future. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bohemia, Long Island.
Columbia University and New York Presbyterian Hospital have agreed to an historic $750 million settlement with hundreds of sexual abuse claims against imprisoned and former gynecologist Robert Haddon. The 66-year-old Haddon was accused of molesting patients for decades at the hospital. He's convicted in 2023 of federal sex crimes and given 20 years. The new settlements come in 576 cases filed against the school, the hospital, and others over the abuse by Haddon. Attorney Anthony DiPietro, representing the plaintiff, says the victory isn't just for the victims and survivors who bravely came forward, he says, but for all of us who entrust medical institutions with our health care. Meantime, a federal appeals court is set to hear arguments today in two high-profile Trump deportation cases, including Columbia student Mohsen Mahdawi. A three-judge panel based here in New York will hear from the Justice Department appealing decisions made by two lower court judges who ordered that Mahdawi and Tufts University student Rumi Ozturk be allowed to appeal the DOJ's claims that both engaged in activities in support of a terror group. Mahdawi says the government arrested him simply to stifle him and block his free speech, which he says they're not going to shut me up.
I wasn't afraid when they detained me. I was not afraid when I get out of detention. And I am not afraid to share my voice.
Ozturk says she was snatched off the street in Boston after she criticized her school's response to student activists who protested Palestinian genocide. Meantime, a coalition of business owners and city leaders say it's time for Liberty Avenue in Queens to get cleaned up. It's like the vein of Richmond Hill, but advocates say it's got some quality of life issues, which they've had enough of.
This diverse street, filled with small businesses, some that have been here for decades, is getting an upgrade. First, cleanliness, more garbage cleanup, and a request for more street sweeping. Andy Jarbandon's family has owned businesses here since the 70s.
Previously, there was street cleaning in this neighborhood. They removed it. I brought that up, that why was that removed?
There's also the issue of unlicensed street vending. Danny Persaud owns a bakery and a clothing store.
They pay no taxes. They pay no insurance. They don't hire any local community employees.
There's a new task force to deal with that. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, lawyers Samir Adams are appealing a court decision blocking his administration from taking any steps to let ICE operate out at Rikers. They filed papers in an appeals court yesterday asking for the expunging of a temporary restraining order. The April 25th order, which won't even let the Adams people talk to ICE about using Rikers, was issued by Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Mary Rosado in response to a lawsuit brought by the city council. The suit alleges, and I quote, "The Adams administration's executive order to allow ICE on Rikers is the poisonous fruit of a corrupt deal the mayor entered into with President Trump, whereby the mayor's federal corruption indictment was dropped in exchange for a commitment to assist in Trump's effort to target undocumented New Yorkers for mass deportations," end quote. Thank goodness I was running out of breath there. Anyway, the council says it violates ethics laws which prevent city officials from taking official actions to benefit themselves. So far, there's been no comment from the mayor's reps.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.